Testing, test, test. Is this thing on?
Do you want to start with introductions? It's been a while since we've done this thing.
Hello, my name is Jenny Turner.
I'm Trent Turner. And we are the Turners.
The hosts of Say Don't Spray It.
What's happening?
My name is Jenny G. Turner. I was born on March 25th, 1998.
What day of the week was that? Do you know?
I think it was a Monday.
Oh, you don't even know?
I'm pretty sure it was a Monday.
You don't even know?
But I'm not positive. What day were you born on,
Friday.
Trent? And how do you know that?
Because I just looked it up the other day.
Cool.
But I didn't look it up. I had to do this stupid like thing that you had to sign up for. I can't remember what it was. The records.
Yeah, he needed his
immunization records.
Oh, my God. And, let's talk about that for a sec.
No, hold on. Shut up. So I was looking up my birthday, and for some reason you can't just type in your birthday as 12/9/1994, greatest day in history of days.
Wait, you can't just type that in?
You had to click on the calendar, go back.
I see what you're saying. Like when you...
Well, you could type in like 1994 and then it pulled up 1994, but like...
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So it was like a pain to find your birthday because you're so damn old.
Damn.
You have to scroll way back.
I'm not even 30 yet.
Almost.
Yeah, I know. Damn.
You're pushing 30.
I'm 29 and three quarters almost, probably.
You're looking less and less mighty fine.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Damn. That hurts.
I was worried our podcast mics weren't going to work anymore because we've been slacking.
Just thing on.
Hopefully it works. We've had a lot going on.
Yeah, we haven't done a podcast in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you were sick.
I was sick last week. The week before, I was on a bachelor trip. The week before, I think we might have, but maybe not. I can't remember.
Maybe. Oh, perfect timing. Bogey got a squeaky toy.
Yeah.
So smart.
Good boy. You freaking asshole.
How was your bachelor trip? You want to give us a little recap?
No, it was fun. Played golf. A lot of golf. I got blisters on my toes.
You know you're getting, like, older when your bachelor trip consists of just golf.
It was a great time. The last round was very tough because it was hot.
Well, y'all played three rounds.
Four.
Four? Oh, yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
So Friday, you've played one, two Saturday, and then one Sunday.
Yeah, so that round Sunday was a struggle.
Yeah. And how was your body?
And then I felt it the whole rest of the next week. Then I got sick.
Yeah. It's just so funny that, like, y'all literally did nothing else other than
drink
golf.
Beer and golf.
Classic. I mean, that's what bachelor trips should look like these days. Y'all can't hang.
Shit.
Y'all can't go to the strip clubs anymore.
Shit.
They'll kick you out.
What do you mean they'll kick us out? What does that mean?
I don't know. Too old.
Not if we got them dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, you got sick, which lame. Which I'm pretty sure you just had the man cold.
I don't know, but I was struggling. I got back from the trip that Wednesday. I had to leave, go to San Antonio for a couple of days for a expo. And like it was this thing where we were showing at my company, so you basically had to talk the whole time.
Yeah.
To customers and stuff, mm-hmm. or potential customers, sell your product, whatever. And I couldn't talk. I lost my voice Thursday. I'm still actually kind of getting it back, but...
It's pretty much back.
Yeah, it's pretty much
back. It was bad.
It was, like, horrible. I couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, cracking.
Because, hey, guys, my name's Trent.
What'd you say, dude?
And the problem with Trent is, like, normally, he talks very quiet, and he slightly mumbles. Yeah. So, like, a lot of times people can't understand him just normally.
Yeah.
And so add a sickness on top of that, you're screwed.
Yeah.
How many times do people go, huh?
I think like at least once or twice.
I know I have to do that on a regular daily basis with you. Huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going deaf because I can't hear anything you say.
You are. But
I literally one time, was it on the podcast that this happened? When I was like, hey, can you like just speak up one time? And then you like literally tried to speak up.
No, it wasn't on the podcast. It was
we were just like hanging out one day and I like reached the boiling point because I was so tired of saying huh or what to Trent every time he spoke. So I was like, can you please do me a favor and just increase your speaking volume a little bit?
Yeah, and it's not cool.
And he literally tried to, and it was the funniest thing. He was straining to increase his speaking volume. It was so funny.
Yeah.
And it didn't sound like him anymore. Like, he literally had to go up like
I was a different
three
person.
Octaves.
I was a different
person.
It was
so funny. I was like, okay, so this is why.
Yeah. I'm just, I just chill.
That was really
and my
funny.
Words just chill too, kind of, I guess. They just come out, and if you can't hear it, that's too bad. And it is, like, I do understand that, like, sometimes you can't hear me, and it's frustrating that you can't hear, but it's also equally frustrating when you say, huh, or what did you say, and then you have to repeat yourself.
Well, yeah, so speak up the first time.
I know. Like, I'm saying that I understand I should speak up, but what I'm saying is it's also frustrating just to, like, have to repeat yourself.
Yeah, you'd be saving a lot of energy if you just spoke up.
Especially if it's like something like long or something, you're like, never mind.
Yeah, forget it. It's not that. And especially with you, like most of the things you say are just like little joking comments, like no substance really.
Well, I do that. I do that because if I say something like that, like a joke, and then I'll just say nothing.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? And he's like, forget it. Maybe, not important.
Yeah, if I say nothing, that means it probably wasn't important.
Yeah. Very funny. Yeah.
But yeah, so the trip was fun. We played at a course in Sylacauga, Alabama.
I had zero clue where you guys were.
Sylacauga.
I've never heard of
and
that
so it's funny,
my
like
life.
One of my customers is from Alabama, and he knew exactly where it was.
He did know where
it
was?
Yeah, he's down in like Kema. So he knew exactly where that was, but he was like, or not, he was like, but it was a very nice course. Like, it was pretty expensive, but it was like very elevated, a lot of elevation change. So it was like hard.
Did you feel the effects of that?
Yeah. I was getting
really affected.
Bloody nose. Okay. My ears were popping the whole time.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
And,
altitude sickness.
Yeah, I couldn't even breathe
in Alabama. Classic.
Dude, what a puss. No, but yeah, no, it's fun. Great time. Got some to hang out with some of my old buddies, and it's a great time.
Yeah, but then he gets home, and then I have to deal with sick Trent, which sick Trent is like really hard to manage.
No.
Yes, because. I've said this before, you immediately get pissed off at the world when you're sick.
And you
want the quickest fix ever. Like, you're like, I need to get better right now.
That's for when I went to the doctor.
And so he goes to the doctor and they test him for all three things, COVID, strep, the flu. He's negative for all of them. And so the doctor's like, can't really give you much, dude. Like, take some over-the-counter stuff. Try to rest, see if it gets better. So basically, you had a cold, and you acted like your world was ending. Every time you coughed, you'd be like, every time.
Yeah, because it hurt.
And I'm like, dude,
well, no,
you have
my,
a cold.
My throat hurt. No, he said it was something that was viral. Does that mean a cold?
I don't know. That's a cold.
But anyways. But, like, my throat was killing because I was coughing a lot and I couldn't speak. So it almost felt like someone had punched me in the throat.
Every day.
Because it was sore.
He'd wake up and I'd be like, okay, how are you feeling today?
No. I was like, I think I feel a little bit better. I was trying to speak it into existence, but it lasted about a full week.
Yeah, that's normal cold for you.
It's freaking bullshit.
And I had to explain to him, like, the life cycle of a cold. Like, you know, it starts with a scratchy throat. And then you'll start to have a little drainage.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing?
And then you'll start to have a cough, and eventually the sore throat will go away, but the cough will stay, and the drainage gets worse. Like, I literally had to act like you've never had a cold before.
Can I say one thing?
What?
For all the people listening out there, if you are, have a sickness coming on or anything like that, feel free to like DM us, because Jenny's a doctor. whenever like I get sick, I could, like, I don't even have to go to the hospital because, or the doctor. Jenny knows everything. Like, literally, oh, you have a cold, and then like it's not a cold. Oh, that's what I meant.
It's definitely cold.
She knows everything. And then, like, if I don't have the right answers, she tells me how I feel.
Well, because. You're just so annoying because you can't, like, explain what your symptoms are. And it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. I am bad at that. I will agree. But, like, I downplay it, obviously.
No. See, yes, you downplay
it
when...
But I act like worse. Yeah.
Yes, he downplays it when I talk to him. I'll ask him how he's feeling, but then he acts like he's on his deathbed. Like, every time he coughs, it's like the worst thing in the world. So dude, that's what doesn't
have
add
you ever
up.
Had a sore throat and had to cough? It does not feel
yes.
good.
Yes. Colds suck. I would agree.
That's the worst cold I've ever had.
I don't think you get colds often. Like, don't know what a cold is.
That thing sucks. Fuck colds.
Like, if I get a cold, I'm still working out. I'm still cleaning the house. I'm still going to work.
No, but like,
I'm
that's like not smart.
I mean, sure, it lasts way longer, well, but so I can here, live on it.
This is why I lived on it. I worked
barely.
On it. I was in San Antonio on it.
Barely.
Traveling the world on it.
You sound like Trump.
I've been there. I've been to San Antonio. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful place.
Classic.
No, but like, working out on it just like makes it last longer.
Yeah.
And that's stupid. Why would you do that?
Because life goes on when you have
and
a cold.
Not, like,
it's a cold. Get over it.
But it was like, if that's a cold, cold sucks.
Yeah.
No, but like, so like, when I imagine like a cold, I think of like just me being stuffy, hunking up stuff, and like not feeling too bad.
Uh-huh.
And like being, like you said, like going along with your day, like, okay, I'm sniffy, sniffling of whatever the fuck the word is, but then like you can continue today. But this, like, I did not want to.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's different levels of a cold. You probably had a worse one than
the worst.
Okay, I had the worst cold ever.
Like 1 in 10, it was like a 10.
Okay. Anyway, are you feeling better now?
Yeah,
that's so good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. So, for all you people out there that get cold, man, suck it up.
The Olympics feels like it was forever ago.
I know. What's your favorite sport to watch?
Breakdancing. Which is not coming back.
No, I could totally do that.
It's kind of sad. It was really funny to watch.
Have you seen, like, the...
The Australian girl?
No, it's something different.
No.
But the event for next year, like flag football or 2028,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
How they're like beefing.
Who's beefing?
So like there's apparently like big leagues, like flag football leagues.
Yeah.
And like the guys from flag football, because it's a big thing that like we're going to get. Obviously, we have the best football players in the world in America because it's the only place that people play it.
So is it going to be NFL players?
So that's what I'm about to get into.
Okay.
And so like... Everybody assumes like Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson.
They're not going to do
those
it.
Guys. Jalen Hurts.
They're going to think they're too cool for the Olympics. There's
no,
they're
not
going to do it.
They're not. And
Travis Kelce?
Probably not. He's old.
No.
He's like, I think he's turning like 35.
He's turning into an actor, so
yeah.
He ain't got time for that. Anyway,
but
sorry.
Anyway, so the flag football guys came out and said that based off of flag football, this. I guess like the Patrick Mahomes of flag football said this. He didn't say based off flag football, but like he said that I would consider myself better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's
better
a different
IQ
sport.
Than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I kind of get it. Obviously, like there's like an art to flag football because you have flags hanging from you and you have to dodge people's stuff. It's
completely different, yeah.
But people don't want to see some random guy.
Very true.
Some random guy.
We want to see the people we know playing.
We want to see Patrick Mahomes playing in the against Olympics. Some Chinese people.
Yes.
Or Tyreek Hill playing against somebody from Russia and freaking running way past him.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious. That is true.
You know?
You definitely have a point. Like, I definitely would rather watch Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the NFL players. I don't want to watch some rando flag football dude, but it is definitely like they might not be the best at it.
Yeah.
But hopefully they train for it.
But so I watched a video of this guy that said that, and he was like crazy, like running, like going up to like running to people. Like they're about to pull his flag, you turn around, run backwards, and like drop to the ground.
Yeah, there's definitely like a science, you know?
Like just being shifty in the hips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, figure out how to
Shakira should be on the flag football team.
No.
Her hips don't lie.
Maybe the woman's team. Maybe the woman's team.
Nah, I don't deny it. All my hips don't lie. And I'm so.
Oh, sign her up. No, but yeah, flag football's coming. Well, I think baseball. I think they're putting baseball in.
I could have sworn that baseball and softball were already in it.
Baseball is the World Baseball Classic. I don't know if that's part of, I don't think that's part of the Olympics.
No. But wasn't there a point when it was in the Olympics?
I think so.
Okay.
But so that's
So I learned that the host country they pick what sports they want to add.
Really?
Yes. So like breakdancing was Paris's thing. They wanted it in, France? You looked at me
keep
funny.
Keep going. Everybody delete that from your mind.
You looked at me funny. What?
Everybody delete that comment Jenny just said from your mind. Paris, France, yes.
And so they picked what they wanted to add. So now Los Angeles obviously is choosing to add softball, baseball, flag football, like our American sports. So I just found that to be interesting.
America, fuck yeah.
Like, that's really unfair, you know?
I mean, not really.
Well, kind of, like.
Well, yeah, but, like, the only thing it's unfair is, like, football.
Yeah, like, who else plays football?
Nobody. Nobody, literally.
So, like, we're going to dominate.
Probably. But, like,
and if we don't, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But that's, like. No, there's nothing that compares. Like, we're so above everybody in football. Like, basketball doesn't even compare. Because, I mean, basketball, we have the best basketball players. But
barely. We barely got a gold medal, right?
No, yeah, we won the gold.
Yeah, but.
But like I was saying, is I think a couple weeks ago, I don't know if it was on the podcast or not, but we're talking about how, like, back when, like, Michael Jordan and them were playing, they called them the Dream Team. Mm-hmm. So they were obviously a great team. But, like. I think total of out of all the countries that were at the Olympics, there was only like seven to ten like players that were in the NBA that weren't American. So now they're playing again. I think it was like 80. So like there's just a lot more exposure, a lot more people that are good at basketball.
Yeah,
other than just Americans.
Yeah, for sure. Did you know that the pommel horse guy, Steven?
Yeah.
He's gonna be on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah. And so smart. Like, I might actually watch Dancing with Stars because he's on it.
I'm not.
Well, we know that, but.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This just reminded me. I was randomly looking through our the slideshow book that we made for our welcome dinner for our wedding. And it just has, like, you know, baby pictures of us next to each other. From newborn all the way till until we got married, basically. So it had, like, you know, just a bunch of pictures in it of Trent and I. And there was this one picture of Trent, and he's dressed up as this, like, cowboy, and he's wearing this, like, this vest and, like, baggy pants, no shirt underneath the vest, and a cowboy hat. And I started dying laughing. And I showed Trent, I said, who do you look like in this picture? And he took a second and he looked at me and he goes, Rob from Love Island. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to, damn it. I just responded to your mom's text
and sent a laughy face because I was laughing at what you said.
was what she said not funny?
I mean, it wasn't like, no, she asked me if your dad asked me that, did I find the sprinkler part and what kind of beer that I want for going to help him?
Oh.
And I said, yes, I found the sprinkler part and a 6-pack of sour beer, but you don't have to get it for me. And a laughy face.
So funny. Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't
remember what we were. Oh,
the baby
Rob.
Picture.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything about that, but I mean, I was just. So when I was little, I used to like dress up a lot.
Quote that. Quote, when I was little, I used to dress up.
But not like as women or nothing. Like cowboys and Indians and doctors or whatever.
Princesses. Yeah. And
not princesses. But I'm cowboy. Sure. Like I was wearing a cowboy hat and boots.
So swag.
Yeah. So
just a little fun fact about Trent, everyone. When he was little, he used to dress up.
No, but the speaking of that book, I thought you were going to bring up something else. My baby picture.
Oh God! Don't get me started.
My baby picture. Like this was like, I think this had to be like the day I was born. Maybe like a day later, right?
Yeah. Pretty fresh. Yeah.
Pretty.
Was mine.
No, it wasn't.
Yes. Yes.
What about yours?
Oh,
freaking,
shut up.
She wanted the freaking cookie jar freaking open.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to that, we need to go back to the newborn picture because honestly, I'm so excited to have this baby, but I'm so scared that our baby's going to come out looking like Trent
as
a newborn.
I was like probably top 5 all-time ugliest babies, maybe.
Like his eyes like poking out of his head.
I was like a gremlin.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
It was like a gremlin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But quickly changed around. I was actually a cute kid. So, spoiler.
And me, on the other hand, I got fed too much of something.
There's a picture in there that I was like, she was making fun of me. So I had to find one to make fun of her on. So I was flipping through and she had one that she had like a, I can't even really explain it really. She wasn't like fat or nothing by any means, but she had like a round head, I guess. Right. And like little chubby cheeks, I guess. But
yeah, very chubby cheeks.
What did I say? I was like, damn, you look like you had looking for the cookies.
No, you said you're definitely hiding Twinkies in your crib.
I hope our parents don't listen to this because they're going to be like, oh my God.
We were cute kids.
We were.
I just might have been fed a little bit too much. And, you know, you just came out looking
like
scary.
Like beat up. Yeah. So that's what we have to look forward to.
Yeah. Speaking of, I'm 34 weeks, about to be 35 weeks tomorrow.
Jeez.
So that means we have six.
You know what's crazy? What I still don't get to this day. We don't do math in this podcast. What I think is the craziest thing is why they say 9 months.
When it's actually 10, because it's the end of 9 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, yeah, I guess that's right. It's the end of 9 months. But it's still like 40 weeks, and you do the math, you're like, that's 10, yeah. 10 months. Why would you just say 10 months?
It's very confusing, but I think it's because once you get to the last month, babies come whenever they come.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So like it's kind of like,
just say 9 months, that's when you should start expecting.
Well, technically,
or anything can happen, kinda.
Technically, full term is like 37 weeks.
Okay,
like your
so that's
baby's
closer
considered,
to 9 months than 10 months.
Yeah, your baby's considered full term at like 36 or so. It's not 36, it's probably 37. But at that point, they're considered full term. But then they say
dude, like
40 weeks. So I don't know.
That's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, like that's why you have to be prepared for anything. Our bags are packed. Next, every time we go to the doctor, we need to like kind of be prepared. Like, it could happen.
That's wild.
They could turn around and tell us, like, "All right, we're admitting you right now."
So, like, you're saying, like, when we go on September 9th, we should bring our bags?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Yeah, people.
I think
say,
that's probably still a little early, but you know.
I mean, sure, but it has happened.
Wouldn't
like,
hurt. Yeah,
a lot.
That's crazy.
So but I don't have high blood pressure or anything. Like, I don't have any really signs of, like, preterm labor. Yeah. Like, so I don't think. Well,
tell us a little bit about how you're feeling.
Physically, definitely feeling bigger. Like, I definitely feel like baby's growing a lot, like, every week now. Like, it's packing on the LBs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Which affects me. But I still don't feel like, oh my God, I'm like so pregnant. But when I bend down, it is starting to get hard.
Yeah. But you need to stop bending down. I told you that the other day.
Well, yeah. I just have to like spread them legs open and squat.
Yeah.
Like every time.
Or
putting on my shoes is starting to get hard in the morning.
Ooh. So I'm going to have to get up and put shoes on.
Well, I'll just have to like sit.
That doesn't even make sense because you don't even untie your shoes. Just put them on.
Yeah, but I have to like pick them up off the floor. And
no, you don't. Just use your feet.
Well, no, because then the what do you call the thing on your shoes that you pull?
The tongue.
The tongue. That goes down if I don't pull it when I put my shoe in, I put my foot in.
When you put your shoe in? Damn, that's a shoe in.
So bending down is getting hard. Let's see. I also, the indigestion.
Upset stomach? Oh.
It really is that. Like, Pepto-Bismol's song could not be more accurate.
But you don't even have Pepto-Bismol.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, all of those things go hand in hand. Upset stomach, diarrhea. What's the song?
That's it.
Well, all of those things suck. Yeah. Because it's like, I have acid reflux, which then causes my saliva to build up in my mouth, which then makes me feel nauseous. And then I have diarrhea, and then I'm constipated. And then I'm just like, it's all these issues just piling one on top of the other, and it's just never ending. And so the indigestion sucks. But what's really funny is the other day I was telling Trent that I was feeling nauseous. And he literally stood there and he goes, he says, so how is your nausea?
okay.
Or did you say nauseous or
nausea?
Nausea.
Nausea.
And then when he called the doctor to ask for his shot records, he goes, I just need my immunization shots. And he like spelled out every syllable. It was really funny. But anyway, other than that, though, I feel like mentally I'm struggling the most. Like up until now, mentally I've been great. Like I've been very like even. I haven't had like any crazy hormones out of the normal. Like I have my moments, but emotionally I've been very stable, I would say, throughout my pregnancy so far. And now shit's starting to get real. And I'm starting to get, like, terrified and overwhelmed and scared.
Yeah.
So that's hard to deal with because there's so much unknown, like, with labor and with a newborn, there's just, like, everything is just up in the air. Like, there's nothing I can, like, plan for.
Yeah.
And we've done so much planning already, like, with our house and just with everything. Like, everything's ready for the baby. Now it's just, like, we sit here and we wait.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do to prepare.
Prepare, yeah. That's cool.
So I'm just sitting here, like, what's it going to be like?
Just thinking about it. Yeah.
And that just, like, it's hard.
Yeah. And then plus, like, just the for you, at least, the thought of, like, work.
Yes, yeah. And I want to talk about this because I feel like people don't talk about it. But, like, preparing to go on maternity leave is a challenge in itself because, one, you're handing your job over to other people, most likely. And to me, that is, like, the scariest thing ever. Like, I don't want to give my shit to other people because I don't trust them to do it correctly. I don't trust anyone to do my job because I know that I do it well and I don't want to give it to anyone else.
Right.
That stinks. And just, like, you know, you have to, at least in my position, like, we're always working months and months ahead.
Yeah.
But now, since I'm going to be out, I'm working, like, 2025 January stuff. Like, that's where my head's at right now for work. So, like, it's just, it's a lot to, a lot of puzzle pieces to put together, like, before I leave.
Yeah.
And then just thinking about coming back from the 3 months of being with our baby, like, yeah, that's already starting to overwhelm me because it's a new year. It's new stuff. It's new responsibilities. And it's just stressful.
And then I think that's where me and you like are different a lot. Right. And everybody's different, I think, but there's like, there's like, there's like, I mean, groups of people you'd say, like, somebody that's like super dedicated to their work and likes, like you, you're very good at your job. You like to do the right things. Like,
I want to be the best at my job.
So you
want to
be the best.
Yeah.
And like not having that for you, it's not a reflection on you that somebody else is doing your job. In my mind, it's not, you know, like you said that somebody else is doing your job that you don't trust, but it's still not a reflection on you.
Oh no.
Right.
I know, but it's just scary.
But for me, like, my, I guess what I told Jenny was that, like, just fucking put that shit on the back burner, you know?
Well, like, obviously it's going to be. Like, once I'm done with work and maternity leave starts and we have this baby, like, I know my priorities. Like, I will completely forget about work.
Yes, right.
And I will be 100% focused on this baby. So I understand that. You know, none of this is going to matter come time for that. But it's the thought of, like, eventually I will have to go back to work. That's not an option for us. Like, I'm not able to stay at home with the baby. I have to work. So, like, knowing that that's going to happen, I kind of have to, like, mentally, like, prepare myself for that already, starting now. Because if I don't, then it's just going to be worse.
Yeah, well, that's fair. That's fair.
On it, like, obviously, I don't have to think about it when at the beginning of maternity leave. Like, I can just focus on baby, whatever. But, like, I just, you know.
I would start preparing, like, the last 3 days.
Yeah, no. That would be insane for me. Couldn't do it.
So,
emotionally, I'm struggling because it's just all the stuff with baby, but then piled on top of that is work stuff and just... Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's crunch time, you know, it's like the end of, and then there's like,
it's the fourth quarter.
And then there's the other stuff to think about, like how it's never going to be just you and I.
Yeah.
Again, like, we're welcoming this.
Except for when
amazing,
we go to Mexico.
True. But we're welcoming this amazing child and a big blessing into this world. But at the same time, we're losing
freedom.
What it has always been for us, which is just you, me, and Bogey. Like, we'll never have that again.
I think he's going to take it the worst.
Which is a good thing, but it's also a very sad thing. Like, it's...
You lose your freedom.
New beginnings. And the end of...
Freedom.
Yeah.
I keep saying that you don't acknowledge me, but
well,
that's what
because...
it is. Like, there's no, like... Let's go to the freaking like 7 o'clock, or which we don't do this anyways. But let's go to the freaking Citizens Grill. No, we got a baby that's asleep. You know, like.
Well, yeah.
You're not free to do stuff that you want to do.
True.
Unless you take the baby or kid with you.
Right.
Which is fun too.
It's just like you have to have structured freedom. You
know. How do we get out of this? I'm just kidding.
Like, you got to plan for it. You got to.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
what were we thinking?
I'm just kidding. But it's just that adds to it. That's, you know, another element. And I don't know. There's a lot.
Yeah. And it's fair to say that.
And like, it's honestly, sorry. I interrupted you.
Yeah,
my bad.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Because I had a thought and I forgot it. And then I just remembered it.
Yeah.
It's going to be sad, too, a little bit for me. I don't think it's going to be a huge deal, but it is going to be sad, like, not having the baby in my belly anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that I've thought about, like...
Whenever I was on that bachelor trip, Hunt was still,
Hunt said this. I thought it was hilarious. He was like, I did kind of miss her being pregnant. But then whenever you look at her, you still kind of picture her pregnant for a little bit at least. You know, and he was mm-hmm. like, I kind of missed it. You know, he's like, I miss snuggling up against her. She had a little pudge.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, and like feeling kicks and feeling movement and like knowing that like the baby's always with me, like, I don't know. It's just gonna be a weird feeling like welcoming it to the world and everyone else being a part of it. And it's not just me anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But
it's like handing over the reins, like, all right, now everyone else can help too.
And that's what we need to allow people to help.
Right.
But end of the day, it's fair and valid to feel fear, to feel like,
I mean, like
overwhelmed.
I 100% know that all of these feelings that I'm feeling are totally normal.
Yeah.
And that everyone probably feels them to some degree. So I know that. It's just like, how do I, and I said this to you last night, like, how do I make sure that I'm not letting the fear and the overwhelmingness, overwhelming feeling, like, overshadow the excitement and the joy and the happiness of all of this? Because I don't want to look back and I don't want to remember this time as, oh, I was really going through it. Like, I was stressed. I was anxious. I was like, I don't want those to be what I look back and remember. So like, I'm trying to figure out how I can manage all of this and try to focus on the positive.
Yeah. So I think in my mind, you would say that, you know, you think about the end product, right? Or the end of what comes at the end of this, right? And then you think about like your support system. So your parents, my parents, everybody that's had kids in our families that are surviving.
Mm-hmm.
And that should give you comfort, right?
So yeah, but it's like you think about the end reward, which is this baby, which is so cool, so awesome. But then there's the million things that come with having that baby, the no sleep, the figuring out breastfeeding, the recovery for me. Like there's all of those things.
Yeah, but you figure that out when you get there.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
I mean, yes, yeah, for sure, but
I'm not going to, like, because that's just added stress.
And I'm sure once, like, the baby, having the baby in our arms will, like, overpower all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it'll like, be bring the best it
on.
Thing.
I don't want sleep. Come on. Come on out.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, so. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings that you just have to navigate through.
Yeah. But it's going to be awesome.
And having an amazing partner helps.
It helps.
So.
I could be better. But.
So could I.
Yeah. I mean, everybody could be better. But, you know, at the end of the day.
We're doing our best.
Teamwork, right? You got to have a good partner to do it.
Yeah. And we're going to make a great team.
And have a good support system.
We're going to lean on each other. And we're going to make it through somehow, somewhere.
Barely.
Literally.
Man.
But.
That's crazy. No, but, so yeah, we're having a kid.
Soon. But my next doctor's appointment is really exciting.
Oh, they get to get up in that.
So at my 36-week appointment, I get to get my vagina scraped.
But it's like, it's 37.
I know, technically it is, which is pissing me off. They couldn't get me in on the what?
So we didn't talk about the last one.
Oh, so we were supposed to have our 34 right, week.
So let me set this up. Can you say it again? Shut up.
What the? Alexa just tried to talk to us. Oh, I just said her name. Oh, oh.
Shh. Oh.
Oh. Okay, she's silent.
Yeah. All right. So let me set it up for you.
Okay.
So typically, so Jenny is a true believer. I guess her whole family is. And look up your destination before you
I don't think it's my whole family.
It is your whole family.
No. You know why I do that?
Your parents do that.
No.
Yes, they do.
Well, maybe they do. But I feel like I do it way more now.
Because
in this house, we are in like a zone where there could be like a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
On Old Conroe Road on 1480. Like there's so much. But
subconsciously, I think you do it because your parents do it.
No, I think I just do it because.
I think you do. But anyways.
And I also know like the Woodlands, like there's a million ways to get to one place. So I know that.
You don't have to defend yourself.
If there's traffic, there's another way to go.
From my perspective, that is why you do it.
Whatever.
But anyways, so we go and of course, every time that we've gone to the hospital, we look it up besides this last time and it takes us the way that we go. So I'm like, I'm not looking it up. I know how to get there. I've been there, you know, five or six other times. So let's just go this way. So we get there. And I'm talking about we're 0.8 miles away. It's going to be an hour to get 0.8 miles.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, we're like in standstill traffic. Yeah. Like we're not moving.
It's horrible.
And at first, I was like, oh, is this school traffic? Like, okay, whatever. And then the GPS just kept going up and up and up. And seriously, we were 0.8 miles away and it kept saying like 45 minutes.
It was horrible.
Yeah. So I had to call the doctor and be like, yeah, look, we're not making it. There's no way.
But that kind of like stresses me out too. Like, doctor, you're probably a millionaire doctor and you can't wait after hours because I'm stuck in traffic that I did not cause. Like, I understand if it's like 3 hours after, but like, come on, squeeze me in, doc.
I mean, it's the any doctor's office, it's all complicated because you've got the other patients, especially in OB's office where there's pregnant people who must be seen at certain times.
I guess.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't know. It seems complicated, so I understand that they couldn't get us in.
But too,
it
like,
sucks.
If they would have been like, y'all come on, we'll squeeze you in whenever you get here, it would have still been an hour. So I'm kind of glad that we didn't get to go.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really quick appointment. Like, nothing crazy was happening. They weren't doing any tests on me or ultrasounds or anything like that. So it was just a quick check. But I had to reschedule, and that's that. So it was really annoying.
So, yeah. So basically what everybody should get from that.
Check your GPS.
Check GPS because it knows the right way. Like literally, we were sitting in the traffic 0.8 miles away. I looked up the quickest way to get there, and it was to go back the way we came around.
Yeah.
Which was like probably 15 miles.
Yeah.
And it was quicker to go 15 miles than 0.8 miles.
Yeah.
So
look at lesson learned, right?
Nah. Trent? Yeah, probably. Especially for something important like that.
Yeah.
That was on me.
Yeah.
But so anyways.
So I'm going to get my vagina scraped. I'm going to get my first cervical check, which is crazy. Like they're finally going to see like what my cervix is up to. See if I'm dilated or anything like that, which probably won't be, but see where baby's head is. We're also going to get an ultrasound because baby's looking pretty teeny tiny.
No.
Petite one in
baby's
there.
Baby's perfect.
So they just want to check it out and make sure it's growing as it should.
Yeah.
I'm ready to stop calling our baby it. It feels
well, you got about six more weeks.
it feels so weird calling it an it now that it's like bigger and moving like crazy in my belly all the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
What
I
else
hate
you
got to
call it? She, he.
He,
shim.
They.
She. Yeah. Yeah.
Its pronouns are he, she, they.
No, it's he or she. it's exciting stuff.
And I also feel like we haven't like talked about our names in so long.
Yeah, so, because we were pregnant for 3 weeks and we got had the names.
And so it's just going to be weird like when our baby actually has a name. I think I'm going to like slip up and call it it.
IT. That's a cool name. IT, come here, boy. Girl, whatever you are. No.
My guess is a girl.
My guess is a boy.
Are you just saying that because I said girl?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. Because I don't know one, obviously. And I don't want to, like, jinx anything.
You can't jinx it.
You can jinx it.
No, you can't. You just say what you think it is.
I think it's a girl.
Okay, Spencer.
No, I really don't know, and I don't like. I just don't want to psych myself up for a boy because I think most guys want boys until maybe they have a girl, right?
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to psych myself up and thinking that it's going to be a boy, and I'm would be equally excited, maybe not equally excited, but
what?
I'm saying like, I will be excited, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But if it's a boy, I think it might be a little bit more excited.
Damn. What makes me sad if it's going to be a girl. You're not going to be as excited.
No, that's not what I mean. I said I'm going to be very excited either way. But and I think, too, it's like we talked about the other day, too, is like whenever you, like, when you say you're having, your plan is to have two babies, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
And you obviously, I think most people want, because I do want a girl. Uh-huh. Want a girl. So you typically, you would say you would want a boy and a girl, right? For two.
Sure.
One of each. And so if you have a boy first.
There's less pressure.
Less pressure at the end.
For you, because you really want a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the, say like we talked about before, we want two kids. I want one of those to be a boy.
Right. So if we have the girl first, you're going to feel more pressure for the second to have a boy.
Well, I'm going to be probably really like, it's going to be different, I think, like during your pregnancy.
Yeah, you're like I'm going to really be like on edge
and like nervous.
Yeah.
So we might have to find out. Might not be able to wait. But yeah. I don't know. That, I mean, like I said, I'm going to be super, 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 super excited either way.
Okay.
But I just think that so that shows which way I would lean, I guess, 51%, 49%, whatever. But
yeah,
that's just.
I think my biggest reasoning for thinking it's a girl now is the size.
Yeah.
I think because it's a little petite and small, it's going
to
be a
girl. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I mean, true. Like, there could be a small boy. I don't know. For some reason.
Little small boy. Michael Jackson.
So yeah, I'm excited. Looking forward to that appointment.
Yeah,
We get to go see the pediatrician soon.
Oh yeah,
that's exciting.
We get to pick out our pediatrician. They're gonna be like, these people are parents, and I'll be like, yay!
Look at us, mom and dad.
Yeah, mom and dad, doc. What you guys say about that?
Oh God, you're gonna be saying some out of pocket shit to the pediatrician. I just know it.
So baby. Yes, sir.
What do you think is like the number one thing you're excited for when baby comes?
I think just like molding a person into like who we are. I think that's like the coolest thing about it. So like, I mean, it's like your child can pick up on your habits and your like just your body language, like everything, right?
Yeah.
So like just like trying to set an example for your kid and molding it into a good person and then like to be like you ish. It's cool.
I can't wait to hear our babies laugh. Oh my God.
That thing's gonna have a cackle.
I can't wait. And like when they start to say like funny things that we say, like that'll be funny.
Yes. Cause we say some funny things.
I know, we're pretty funny. Logan.
That'll be a good one. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
That's exciting, but that won't happen until.
Well, I know.
A little further down the road. So, initially, what are you most excited for? Like the first few days?
Nothing. Just kidding.
Damn.
No, I mean, just like. I don't really know.
Something specific. Think about it.
What about you? You answer, and I'll think.
Okay.
I don't really know. The first couple of days, just like.
Well, first, obviously, to find out if it's a girl or boy.
Oh, yeah.
But then I think I'm most excited to like stare at its face.
Okay.
And like see what stuff it got from, to try to see if we can see like, oh, it got your eyes or my nose or like, you know.
I think mine would be like, I don't know, nothing like. Necessarily, I don't really even know. I'll just say like just change. Like I'm looking for like kind of looking forward to it. Like because it's gonna be such a big change. Like obviously I'm looking forward to that same thing that you are. But like a new
like chapter. Like, okay, you're not going to sleep. How do you adapt to that? Just like, I don't know.
So you're up for the challenge,
yeah,
basically.
Basically, yeah.
Interesting.
But nice. Yeah, now obviously the things you said too.
Like, are you excited to do skin to skin?
Yeah, sure.
Do you even know what that is?
Yeah, you put the baby on your skin.
There you go.
There you have it, folks. He's a genius.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm excited to, like, see you with a newborn baby. Like, I can't even picture it.
What?
You've, like, never held a baby before. You, like, refuse to hold anyone's babies.
Except for my nieces. I did help my nieces.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, I am under the impression of that's not my baby. I mean, unless, like, you need to do something and, like, yeah, I'll hold your baby. But, like, that's not my job. My job is not to hold your baby. My job is not to change your baby's diaper. That's your job.
So, therefore, Trent has never changed a baby diaper.
No, I can change the baby's diaper when it's standing up. I did it.
Yeah, because I forced you.
No, remember when Reese was standing up and I changed her diaper?
Yes, or I
CJ.
Made you.
Oh, CJ.
Yes, I literally made you because I was like, Trent, you need to change at least one diaper before we have
baby
this baby.
It wasn't even laying down. I changed it.
No, you had to lay him down. You couldn't do it standing.
I did.
That was too pro level.
Yeah, but that was like the first time I've ever tried. So. Yeah. But yeah, so.
So many dirty diapers. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to see your reaction when you see babies poop for the first time.
Yeah?
That's going to be fun.
I'll have a joke in there. Just wait.
Can't wait.
Okay, so baby talk. We got a little baby talk.
We started a new show.
Prison Break. Would you recommend Prison Break?
Yes and no. I would say it's very
It could have been like two seasons by now.
Yeah, it definitely draws you in, but the problem is it lasts forever.
Keeps drawing you.
Yeah, like it is never ending.
Yeah.
Which is really frustrating. Because the whole premise of the show is them trying to break out of prison. And like we are 23 episodes in. And they are hour-long episodes.
Like 19.
Hour-long episodes. We're 19 episodes in and nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Well, a lot has happened. Don't get me wrong. Like so much has happened. But they have not. They're still in prison.
Yeah.
And so like new things just keep happening to like delay them getting out of prison, and it's just starting to get a little bit annoying, but
yeah, I've seen it a long time ago.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. I'm looking forward to it, but classic us, we'll probably stop season 3 probably.
Yeah, that's the problem with these shows is like it's hard to stick with it because
you
it's
just gotta
so
stick with
drawn
it.
Out.
Yeah.
But like we've got new shows that are coming out soon.
Not many though.
We've got Only Murders in the Building. We've got Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah,
you
that's
just
like
saw
November.
There's some shows on Netflix I want to watch. That one with the creepy lady, Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I want to watch that show.
After Prison Break.
No,
that's
the issue.
We're piling them
like,
up. We're piling them
no,
up. We're piling
the
them
problem
up.
Is Prison Break will take us literally years to finish. And I don't want to do that. Like, I want to watch other shows.
Yeah, it'll take us a year if we splatter stuff in there.
That's what we need to do is
no,
we need to start
don't.
Watching two shows.
No.
We need to get the hang of, like, watching two shows at a
no,
time.
No, we don't.
Yes.
Why?
Because.
That's stupid.
You're stupid.
But Prison Break, watch it.
Prison Break. Anything else we've watched?
No.
Post Malone has a new album. What do you think about him in his country era?
Here's my take. So I think he dropped, released 3 songs before?
Yes.
I think those are the best songs. Those are the best songs on the album, and the rest of them are like, eh. I haven't listened to all of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like that's normally what happens. They always drop their best songs before.
No, but Post Malone's album, usually they're all bangers.
Yeah.
Usually every song, like the first album
What's
he had
was.
What's
the last Post Malone album that you've listened to? What is the last?
Probably the first two, Stony and Beer Bongs and Bendies.
Okay, so have you listened to his recent ones? Because I doubt you liked every song on them. Like, what album is The Circles on?
I think that was a single.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, all I have to say is I cannot believe that this is the same man doing these country songs as the guy who was in the freaking
White Iverson
music video. Like,
I'm saying.
This man had grill, dreads.
He still has grill.
Yeah, but it was just, he was on a whole nother level. Yeah. He was white thuggin'.
He's still white thuggin'.
But country style. Yeehaw.
He's got boots and a freaking belt buckle on, boy.
Yeah. I mean, I like some of the songs, but... And I think it's a cool concept, like how he did it with... collabed with a bunch of country artists.
But it shows his range, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that I think those three that are his best songs, but I don't think the other ones like are bad or by any means.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty neat. But I will say that he needs to go back to Stoney Baloney.
That was a great album.
It's best album. One of my top albums ever.
Yeah.
Last thing, we'll close it up with this.
Okay, what?
So college football starts.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Things in which to look forward to.
Yes. College football starts tomorrow. NFL starts in, I think, 3 weeks. Actually, the weekend before, I think that same week, the weekend before our September 9th appointment. That's when the NFL starts, September 8th. So.
Oh. Wait, so that means there's 2 weekends of college football before the start of NFL?
Yeah, that's typically how it is. So there's 0 week is what this first one's called.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody's playing
this
weekend. So next weekend's really like opening weekend of college football.
Can we take a moment for the kids who are doing high school football right now in this weather, in this heat? Think about it.
The strong survive.
Yeah, they've started practice probably, I don't know. The
games. That was a high school game.
Yeah. And it's so hot. Think about being in like full pads. Those poor kids, like how do they survive?
Some of them don't.
Yeah. Are they like dropping like flies?
Probably.
Are they okay?
That's why, like, when it's this hot and you have like depth, even next weekend, whenever college football starts, it's going to be hot. A&M's playing next weekend. It's going to be 100 degrees.
How do they do that? That should be illegal. We should postpone football season.
Postpone.
It's too hot here.
We should postpone. No, but college football. I'm looking forward to college football. I'm more of an NFL guy because I do fantasy football. Super excited for that. It's coming up. But so tomorrow's game, Georgia Tech versus Florida State, is in Ireland. Let's talk about that for a second. Why is it in Ireland? Do you think there's a Georgia Tech fan in Ireland? Dublin, Ireland? I don't think so.
Maybe. And I'm sure they'll be at the game.
The one. No, but I'm saying, like, I understand it for NFL to be, like, abroad. Because it's like a business, right? So they're trying to expand and trying to grow their business, right?
Yeah.
NFL, trying to grow the game.
Yeah, sure.
College football?
Like, why?
Do you think there's any students from Georgia Tech going to this game?
You
maybe
know why?
One?
Because they're trying to recruit. Because like we saw in the Olympics, everyone and their mother comes to America to go to a college school to get training for whatever sport
they're
into.
They're going to recruit some red-bearded guy from Ireland?
Yes, because that's what we do, apparently.
Doesn't even know what football is?
And then they'll go back.
He thinks
back,
football is kicking the ball around.
And then they'll learn how to play football really well, and then they'll go back, and they'll be on the flag football team of Ireland. That's exactly what's going to happen.
We came full circle, people. And that's how we're going to end it.
Wait, I have another thing to say. So today I had a CPR class that I had to go to. And back to the football being really hot right now. He was saying how, like, obviously lots of kids are, like, dropping, like, flies and, you know, because it's so damn hot. But he was like, you think about back in the day, what were us boys doing in the summer? Playing outside all summer.
Yeah.
And now what are kids doing during the summer?
Playing video games.
They're inside playing video games. So when they come out at the start of school and they go to these football practices, it's like a shock to the system.
Yeah.
And they're like,
makes sense.
And they can't handle it. So that's just a life lesson for everyone. Just get outside and you'll adapt.
I mean, yeah.
Facts.
It's good advice.
Thank you. And I'll leave you with that.
And close quote.
And don't forget that Trent used to play dress up when he was a kid.
Don't forget. Jenny thought Paris and France were two separate places.
And don't forget that I definitely was hiding Twinkies in my crib.
Don't forget, I'm a gremlin.
We will hopefully talk to you next week.
We'll see.
And we'll keep you waiting.
And we'll see if you're going to wait.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.